Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I hear we now have two national anthems that play during the NFL. I haven't watched any NFL football games this season. I didn't watch any the previous season. As most of you know who listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and specifically me, I haven't watched football except my homage to my Uncle Larry, who died and when the San Francisco 49ers made it, post, Kaepernick. In honor of him, I watched the game, which I'm happy to say they lost. So, that's my NFL story, but I hear that they are now playing the two, you know, the two national anthems. The regular national anthem for all Americans and for the black nationalists who want to raise their fist in solidarity over how bad America's been to all these black folks. Lift every voice. And I just find it unbelievable that we have segregated the NFL. Which anthem do you stand during the national anthem as a non-black person and then sit during Lift Our Voice? Or do vice versa? Do black folks sit during the national anthem and stand up during Lift Our Voice or Lift All Voices or whatever the name of the new black national anthem is? It's completely segregated, and not only that, it's divisive. Because can you imagine seeing white people all decide to sit down during Lift Our Voice or the Black National Anthem? Wow, how have we come to this? The leftists, the NFL, all of them should be ashamed of themselves. I tell you what, why don't you put Black Lives Matter on every field the same way the NBA did and see how that works out? It's no wonder that I've said long ago, I'm not watching this crap. I watched a little bit of a college football game the other day, and I'll be honest with you, I was bored stiff. The game was good. I think it was Stanford and USC. And USC was supposed to beat Stanford, but Stanford was beating USC. I thought, wow, the underdog's winning, but I watched the game. And having not watched football, because I haven't even watched college, but I didn't boycott college football. I just didn't want to watch it. Having watched it, it was absolutely boring. I thought to myself as I watched it, there's so many more things I can be doing productive or really enjoying. I'm going to tell you right now, I know I'm going to get a revolt because most people don't play the sport, but I would prefer to watch women's golf over any men's football game. I do. There's some people that really, you want to learn how to play a sport, watch women's golf. Now, I prefer men's golf over women's golf. Let's not get crazy, okay? I'm a dude. Oh, yeah. Got my male card right here. I'm looking at it. Kevin Jackson, 100% all-American alpha male. Toxic masculinity meter, 99.9%. Yeah, but I do enjoy golf, and I enjoy women's golf. And the point I'm making is I will watch women who really know how to play a sport and have finesse over than this nonsense with all the lift every voice. And Alicia Keys, who's one of the most vapid leftists, she was the one that sang. It was a story I read because I don't watch the NFL. If it's playing in a bar, you guys think I'm kidding. If it's playing in a bar, I won't watch the screen. I look for UFC or tennis or women's golf. But I won't watch it. But I just want us to think about this for just a bit. You know, what used to be this thing that you'd run away from, you know, that it may let you escape. The weekend would come, you'd be, oh, man, get ready for some football. Get ready for ports, pugilists, you know, going at each other and metaphorically. And now it's all about we got to, you know, completely ruin our traditions and all that because some people decided that the national anthem was racist. It didn't represent everybody. Well, why, where's the Hispanic version of the national anthem? You know, is it going to be, ay, 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 I'm the frito bendito? Where's the Asian version? Where's the Native American? America. Oh, that's right. We can't even name teams after them. When does it end? And how is it that, look, I remember the controversy way back when, but I don't watch football, so as far as I'm concerned, it's theirs to deal with. But when I saw this story, I asked myself this question. Where does it end? When do we just get back to enjoying things in this country? You got to be asking yourself that right now, given everything that's going on. We got this virus that's out there, a bioweapon that has infected our country. It isn't that big of a deal, but it's been blown up to be that. Now they're stealing money from us. And we learned this from the bought and paid for, and I use my finger quote, scientist, who said that this didn't originate from China. We'll get more into that story in just a bit. And so, speaking of college football, it's football and college football. I don't know if you guys saw this, but F. Joe Biden is continuing. Yeah, college football fans chanted F. Joe Biden for the second week in a row. It's grown from a couple, two or three schools now to more. But here's what I love when I was looking at the video of these kids doing this, aside from the fact that they were saying it, which I happen to love. What I love most is this: the college football games were packed. And there were no masks. Well, not many anyway. And there was no social distancing. So this generation of kids they're not buying it. They're like, no. And they're the F Joe Biden, blah, 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 F. And we played it the other week. No need to kick a brain dead horse. But I just want you to understand, the left isn't winning in this battle. They're losing across the board. And the stuff that they continue to do, everybody I talk to, folks, I talked to a young guy the other day. His name is Rocco. And you could tell he had liberal tendencies. And after our conversation, you could tell he was kind of like, wow, man, I have to rethink this stuff. I was like, yeah, you do. It starts with one person. One person you talk to that you let them know, you're not going to sell your craziness to me. I don't believe in a segregated NFL. And I don't believe that we should be allowing our country to be led by brain dead morons and his minions. We got a lot more to talk about today. Hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio show.
And it didn't cause this a death.
The world, it is a changing. Oh my goodness. The vitriol of the left is always mispointed. It's pointed at the wrong thing. Black folks are mad at Republicans who freed their sorry butts. Welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I happen to be a black dude. I can say it. You mad at the dudes that helped you. That's how stupid black people have become, leftist blacks, not conservative blacks like myself. This world is weird. I was talking to my neighbor the other day. He's a former member of the sheriff's department that protects the governor. And he says to me, he's out washing his official vehicle, and he's like, Kev, what is going on in this crazy world? And we stood out there for 15 minutes trying to solve the world's problems. By the way, he called it. He said Trump's not going to win. He said Trump is going to win by numbers, but they're going to cheat him out of it. And I said, come on, man. I don't believe that. And it did happen. He also told me that he couldn't get a prescription for ivermectin because the pharmacist where he goes to wouldn't do it, but he hooked me up with a place that would, not that I need it. So there are some friendlies out there. You just got to find the right pharmacist and then move your prescription over from one to the other. Because somebody asked me that, Kevin, how do we get hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin? While we're on the subject, let me just go ahead and tell you, where we get hydroxychloroquine is through Schweppes tonic water. We were told, take Schweppes tonic water with vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc, and it'll help you not get it. Melissa does it religiously. She's the only one in the family who didn't get the Wu flu. So there you go. Anyway, back to the matter at hand, which is the crazy world that we live in. You know this. I'm not telling you anything you don't know in this next statement, but we don't always know foreign leaders. If you went up to the average American and said, who is the, you know, president of this country, Italy, for example, most people could not tell you the president of Italy. We're neighbors with Canada and Mexico. I don't think most people could tell you who are the presidents of those countries or prime ministers or whatever they may happen to be, the leaders of those countries. And we haven't had to care. You know, every time Canada would get in our business, I'd be like, man, do you ever hear me talking about the Mohawks and what's going on in y'all's neck of the woods and who's fighting who and all that? No. You want to know why? Don't know, don't care. It's Canadian stuff. Why is it you Canadians like butting into American politics? They're entertainers, everybody. All over the world, people are talking about Joe Biden. In our country, who are we talking about? We might talk about Xi, the president of China. We might talk about Putin and occasionally mention some of the others. But it's very rare. I don't think most people, if you said, took the people by name and said, match these leaders to the country, most of America would flunk that test. The American president is the one that no matter where at in the world, somebody knows you. I'm saying that the average citizen knows who is the president of the United States. And they call him the leader of the free world. No, he's not. He's the leader of the free and the slave world. Every other leader has had to fear the president of the United States because we backed him up. We backed them up with our economy. We backed them up with our guns. They will not dare invade this country, even if they try to do whatever they do. They wouldn't invade America because every one of us who's armed would absolutely wipe out their army. We have more snipers. The street fighting that would happen in this country with the good old boys, the Bubbas, and the patriots that I know, I would fear anybody that landed here and thought they could defeat us. They would be crushed. So the few world leaders, I'll ask you this. Who brings fear to you? If you hear Xi of China, I don't fear him. I fear him under Biden. I fear him when we have a weak president. But if we have a decent president, I don't fear any world leader. And I don't fear him anyway. I'm going to tell you why. As I said earlier, I already told you why. Because of the guns. So occasionally, you might learn about a leader of another country because they challenged our president. Like when Vicente Fox challenged Trump, you know, and, you know, his immigration policy and, you know, tried to call him out. Who won that battle? Remember when Trudeau of Canada tried to hard handshake President Trump and Trump shook his hand and then commenced to working out a separate trade deal that pretty much stuck it to Trudeau publicly? I mean, it was public sodomy. Trudeau went back, tail between his legs. Oh, yeah, Trump snake bit him. Or you may not remember, these are very obscure moments, but this German dude, Trump was at a G summit, and a German guy tried to get in front of Trump, and Trump just, like, pushed him back, like, get out of here. I lead the pack. And it was like a phalanx, Trump at the front and all those guys spread out. But the guy literally tried to jump in front of Trump, and you could see him. He just like, his demeanor changed just a bit, but it was like, oh, no, you didn't. Well, guess what I saw? All this to lead up to this picture I saw. Somebody, I think it was Michael Pelka, who works with the Blaze. He sent it to me. It was a picture of Biden next to a masked Obama, and Biden's got his mask pulled down, and somebody's hand comes in to spoon feed him. I don't know which of the photographers, the pool photographers, took this picture, but I'm shocked the guy's still alive. If that was Hillary Clinton, they'd have killed him. Biden being spoon-fed, it was embarrassing. And the title, the caption was, "The picture seen around the world." If I were Putin or Xi of China, I would have billboards with Biden being spoon-fed with his mask lowered below his mouth on every corner. And I would say, this is the country that we're going to displace. This is the country that we're going after. I saw that picture. Very few things, I mean, I can't say that. I was about to say very few things disgust me. A lot disgust me. You know what I mean? But it usually has to do with bodily fluids and stuff like that. It disgusts me. That's a whole other subject, by the way, with comedy, about bodily fluids, because I'll get into that another time, maybe when you guys come see our comedy show. But in terms of things that offend me, you know, like make me go, ugh, there's not much. But this is one. Joe Biden as president disgusts me. And let me tell you why. First of all, it's because I know he didn't win. And I know he knows he didn't win. Now, I think most of us know the scenario where somebody, you know, got an award or something. You're like, man, he didn't deserve that award. They cheated to get it or connived to get it, or, you know, they bought their way into it. It was a shoe-in or whatever. And when they get the award, they act like, yeah, I'd like to thank everyone that made this happen. Yeah, like the people you bought off. You know, whatever. That's what really disgusts me. I got more reasons than one to be disgusted by Joe Biden. But sadly, for this particular episode, I've run out of time. We'll be back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is getting grilled by Republicans on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We had every reason to believe and to plan for the rapid collapse
of the Afghan military and the Afghan government. We had a really bad status quo.
In a Senate hearing, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio asking Secretary of State Anthony Blinken why no one saw how quickly the Taliban would take control of the country. Americans aren't taking home as much money as they were before. That's according to the U.S. Census Bureau, which says the real medium income last year was just over $67,500. That's an almost 3% drop from 2019, when the average income was almost 70 grand. Meantime, those over 65 are seeing the biggest drop in their income. Their decrease came at 3.3%. USA Radio News. Inflation didn't rise as much as experts predicted in August. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the consumer price index rose 0.3% over July and 5.3% over August of last year. With all that being said, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor says spending is why inflation is continuing to go up.
Washington Democrats have spent trillions of dollars on pet liberal projects. They've been printing and wasting money like there's no tomorrow, and American families are hurting as a result.
All eyes are on California, where voters will decide whether to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. Recent polls show more than 50% of voters are opposed to cutting the Democratic governor's term short. President Biden spending some time Monday campaigning for Newsom in California. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The murderers. Look, the murderers. Yes, Obama.
You're a month for what you did to Afghanistan.
That was New Yorkers booing Joey Demento, Joe Biden. They called them murderers. Obama was there. That's where Joe Biden got spoon-fed. Yeah, that was where they got that picture. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Leftists are having a full-time, they always have, but it's gotten worse. They have a full-time job trying to keep people snowed. And as I said earlier, the problem is they are now forced to lie to your face, because you can't. It's no longer a conspiracy that leftists are scurrilous, scandalous skanks. That's not even a conspiracy. We know it. We know it to be a fact. We know they will lie about anything. They will lie about women that are in your lives, as they did in your life, as they did with Trump. They will ignore the women that are in the life of Joe Biden, the Tara Reids, the hookers of Hunter Biden. They will ignore the obvious ties of the big guy, Joe Biden, to his son's illicit business activities involving some of our biggest enemies, Russia and China. They ignore Joe Biden's extortion of Ukraine while he was vice president. I could go on. You get what I'm saying? Complete ignore. They ignore that, oh my goodness, you know, we didn't have the here's what I would love for leftists to do when it comes to global climate change. I'm shifting gears quickly here, so keep up. But predict what you think is going to happen next year. And when it doesn't happen, shut the heck up. They get it wrong every time. The world's going to freeze. The world's going to thaw. We're all going to die. There's going to be many, many more earthquakes and tornadoes and all this. And it's all because we're doing it. It has nothing to do with plate tectonics or any of the other stuff that Earth's been doing since the formation of the planet. No, it's you. They lie to your face. This woo-foo thing is the biggest lie. And I'm not kidding you. It makes me want to grab them and just shake them with this shaking leftist syndrome. Leave them there as a puddle of mess. But here's the problem. If you shake a leftist to the point where their brain is no good, you haven't done anything to them. They're still the same. I said earlier, people are sick of Joe Biden. The college kids are saying F Joe Biden. The people in New York. It wasn't like that was someone talking like this. It was visiting. That was the New Yorkers saying, they're the murderers. You left people in Afghanistan. People are not going to forget this stuff. Nor should they. These people lie, man. Keeping a lid on this stuff for them is, as I said, full-time job with overtime, double pay, hazard pay, whatever you need. And the only problem is, we're the ones footing the bill. Here's a little tidbit you may not know. Of the 27 scientists who wrote a letter in the Lancet Medical Journal dismissing the possibility that Wu flu originated from a Wuhan lab, 26 of them have links to Chinese researchers, their colleagues, or benefactors. Now, somebody went out and did an investigation and went, wait a minute, hold on a second. This doesn't pass the smell test. And sure enough, what did they find out? On March 7th of last year, the influential journal published a letter in which 27 scientists said they strongly condemned conspiracy theories. That was the quote. Strongly condemned conspiracy theories surrounding the origins of the coronavirus pandemic that has impacted all corners of the world. All debate into whether COVID-19 had man-made origins or leaked from the lab in Wuhan, the Chinese city that was ground zero for the virus, was effectively shut down by the letter. There you go. 26 of them, ties to the Chinese lab, incomes dependent upon what they say. We have a Gestapo government that uses our money to get people to say what they want them to say, and then effectively says, if you want this money to keep coming, you will keep your mouth shut on the reality of things, and you will say what we tell you to say. Now, I'm not going to exonerate conservatives in this. Human nature. You find out something that's a lie, but your job depends on the lie. Like, for example, our products are all American-made. And then the VP of manufacturing comes in and goes, well, not exactly true. And you're the CEO, COO. You're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. You're the director of marketing. You're promoting this concept of what? Yeah, they're American-made. Let me tell you the first thing you do. You panic because you go, oh, crap, my reputation's on the line. Then you start looking for a way out. Well, can I say this, that they're made there, but they ship here, and then we do a value add? Or, you know, you start looking for ways to get around it. I'm just using that as an example. It's very few people that go, I stand on principle. If it's not American made, I'm done. I'm leaving. And that's that. Now, I'm not telling you for one second that we would be cheating in this regard like these scientists. Conservatives don't do that. If it's, we're 100% American made or something like that, and you learn that, here's what you might do. Almost all of our products are 100% American made. But when it comes to this, what are the origins of this disease that was a bioweapon engineered by the Chinese accidentally or otherwise unleashed into the public? How could you possibly lie about something that important? And it isn't so much that the Wu flu is a deadly necessarily, but why would you lie about it in any form? First of all, we know where it came from. Second of all, while it is deadly, it does kill people like the flu, we're not going to panic you. We're going to make you aware that it is a new strain. It was developed in a lab, and you need to look for different symptoms in the flu. Let's just think for one second how this should have been presented to the American public. That the Chinese let a virus out that can now live in animals. I don't know what the terminology is, but, you know, it's got some ability now to be spread by way of animals. And it is unleashed, and it is killing people. And we do have to be aware of it because it's something different. So if you have these symptoms, do this. Now, if you want preventatives, if you're asthmatic, you're probably in good shape. There are preventatives for that. I mean, the asthma medications tend to not let the virus get to you. There are other things that you might want to consider. Hydroxychloroquine, along with a vitamin regimen. And we are currently going to start working on antidotes that you may or may not want to take. So we will go ahead with Operation Warp Speed. For those of you who want a vaccine to feel safer, we'll do this. And in the meantime, we're going to take precautions. I mean, that's what our public officials should have done. Now, I'm no genius here, but I'm telling you, that isn't raising alarm bells. That's just, look, guys, we got to be aware that older people are potentially going to get it, yada, yada, yada. But what do these people do? You can't talk about China. Don't call it Wu flu. Don't call it China virus. You're a xenophobe if you do it. You hate Chinese. Oh, my gosh, look at all the new violence against Chinese people. By the way, where's that gone? Where is it? Let me tell you what the new violence against Chinese people was. It was the old violence against Chinese people politicized. That's all it was. Black folks were the ones beating up on Chinese in Chinatown. It wasn't like gangs of New York, where a bunch of New Yorkers said, we're going to go to Chinatown and go kick us some butt for them unleashing the virus on us. Let's go, Rocky. No, it was just regular old black folks out there committing regular old crime. And the reason why I'm telling you it was black folks is because the majority of the crime against these Chinese people, when they figured out it was black folks, did they call black people xenophobes? No. So here's the point. We couldn't talk about Chinese. We talked about how Donald Trump was a xenophobe because he stopped the ship out there. We blamed him. We said he didn't stop it soon enough when he couldn't have stopped it any sooner. Then, as opposed to telling people, okay, here are the things you can do, the precautions you can take. We're not going to lock down the economy, but understand this. Some of you are going to get this and some of you are going to die. We're not going to let it go into old folks' homes or whatever. They could have done this so differently, and you just have to ask yourself, why didn't they? Why do they have everybody scared? Mask versus unmask. And I'm going to play a clip when we come back. Get that ready for me. Of the New York school systems people and what they want to do now in response to this. Because as I said, they're never going to let it go. They aren't. So we'll talk about that. And as always, I will cover the information that isn't being discussed. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit a free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I don't need to do it. You simply won't die. Are we so different, you and I? You take life when you have to, as I do.
I have only one more life to take. Then it is done.
I feel at times that's what the Biden administration says. Why won't you just die? They want us gone, man. We are troublemakers. We interfere with this. What is the end game here? I mean, honestly, ask yourself, if the Democrats got everything they wanted, okay, let's just play the game. We all get vaccinated, and we're just going to use that one. So nobody can donate blood anymore, because it's no good. It's all tainted. So says the Red Cross, they're not accepting it. Go verify that story, but I read it. It didn't look like it was a fake news story to me. So we all get vaccinated. And I don't know what China's working on, but let's just say for the sake of discussion, our arch enemy is introduced a virus to us, and we play along and get 100% of the people vaccinated. What do you think the end game is here? A communist regime that says, we're going to develop a virus that's a bioweapon and unleash it in America, and we're going to get them to let people take it 100%. What comes next? These are the people that ship fentanyl to the United States in enough tonnage to kill all of us. Something tells me Dr. Evil is Chinese. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm just saying, take that one to its final conclusion. What else you want to take to its final conclusion? Global climate farce? Critical race theory? What has critical race theory gotten us in its final conclusion? You want to know what it's gotten us? The federal government is sanctioning segregation. We're going to teach critical race theory. We're going to teach black kids that you're oppressed, and white kids, you're the oppressor. So what is the ultimate goal here besides creating a race war? We've got the NFL. We talked about it earlier. The NFL says we're going to have two national anthems, not one. We have black folks in this country that don't see America as one America, one unhyphenated America, which is a brand we push. Go to unhyphenatedamerica.org. If you believe in that brand, support Chris Harris. You've seen him on Tucker and other places where I've gotten in media. But understand that that's what this country is seeking. Unity. What exactly are the Democrats doing that brings unity? LGBT stuff? Who gets promoted? An LGBT chick named Rapinoe or something, or dude, I don't know what she is, whatever she declares today, a soccer player, who complains that because nobody watches women's soccer, she's not making as much money as the men. So she's upset about that. Then she's upset about the fact that I don't even know it's a fact. She says the LGBT community is so discriminated against and she can't be herself as she's being herself. And in being herself, what'd she do? She complains. She complains about us. I don't have a care in the world about this chick. If she was sitting at a restaurant next to me, I would be like, hey, what's up? If she came up and had a conversation, hey, Kevin, can you tell me, can you tell me how to get the blah, blah, blah? Yeah, sure, go. But she's got a complaint. Take it to its tragic end. Take LGBT to its tragic end. They can't have kids. What are they going to do? Ultimately, let me tell you the tragic end of LGBT. Men are with women and women are with men. Because if they don't do that, there's no population of them. That's the tragic end, is we end up where we are. We end up saying, oh, geez, I guess guys and girls do need to be together to procreate. That's where we end up. Valid voter ID? Do you really want me to go into parsing of this? The inconsistencies across every single thing. Oh, black people are too stupid to vote, but they're not too stupid to go get liquor. They're not too stupid to get on a plane. They're not too stupid to fill out employment information, etc. But they're too stupid to vote. Wow, man. I mean, this is easy, folks. Shooting fish in a barrel. And you know the problem? The problem is the people who claim to be our messengers, I'm not going to name names, but these big groups that get lots of money and stuff, they don't move the needle because they ain't even trying.
Oh, I'm going to take this person and go get the black vote. I'm going to get black people to leave this, that, or the other.
How's that working out?
Blexit.
Nothing against it. But let me tell you something. Black people don't need a fancy little name to know the Democrats haven't done them any good. They need evidence. You want to get black people riled up? The least vaccinated group in America, black folks, you want to get them riled up? Tell them exactly what they know already, inherently. The reason why they want you, they are trying to do this scam on black folks is they believe you will drive everybody else to it. They've been used. But see, black folks get it. That's why we're doing this project, Unvax versus Vax. We're treating the unvax as the, quote, coloreds. The coloreds of back in the 1950s and 60s, the segregated. You can't go to this hospital. You're not going to get the best medical care. You're not going to go to the best schools. You're not going to get to sit and eat at the finest restaurants. You're not going to get this stuff because you're a colored. That's what you are when you're unvaxxed. You're unclean. They can see you. The very people who told you, we can't tell you what to do. We can't do blah, 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 blah. Yeah, well, guess what? They're telling you what to do. They're daring you right in front of your face. And guess what? It's backfiring on them. They're booed. We got a clip, right? This is a guy talking about the unvaxxed on CNN.
And so Delta is a problem, but actually the bigger problem is the fact that we have large numbers of Americans who haven't gotten vaccinated, thus allowing the virus to spread much more than it needs to spread.
And that's partly because of right-wing media. Let me just give people a sense of what the reaction to President Biden's mandate was like on Fox.
Joe Biden declared war on freedom yesterday.
Canceled all medical freedom.
Took authoritarianism to a whole new level.
It's going to require everybody to stand up and resist and fight.
Enough is enough.
He's evil.
That's the tone. I just want folks to know that's what it's like out there, David.
I mean, there are two ways to think about freedom, right? One is, does someone have the freedom not to get a vaccine shot? That's a legitimate question. The other is, do we as Americans have the freedom to go out and know that we are less vulnerable to a deadly virus? That is also a form of freedom. And that's why I think that the sort of pro-freedom case for vaccine mandates is actually stronger than the anti-freedom case.
Wow, that is a lot to unpack in a short amount of time on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, folks. Delta's a problem, but it's the large number of unvaxxed Americans that are spreading the virus. Lie number one, it is the people who got the shot that are spreading the virus. Because they think they're all, oh, I got the shot, I'm good to go. But they're not. Their body's fighting it in a particular way, so they're sloughing off antibodies. And they're doing it in a way that if you did it naturally, you'd be okay because you would know. You'd be symptomatic. More than likely, you'd be symptomatic. So that's the first thing. Then they go on to blame who? The right-wing media. Oh, they're the ones that, I don't know about you, but Fox News or anybody else made me think the way I think. None of it. Do you know what made me come to the conclusion I came to on why I would never get this stupid shot? My own common sense. And this full court press against the very thing that they are going against. The freedom that I have to choose this. Number one, I've already had the disease. Why would I get the shot of a disease I've already had? I'm not getting it. My body's creating its own antibodies. But even if it weren't doing that, I would prefer to catch it naturally and get herd immunity. Which, by the way, is exactly what happened. But he goes on to now segregate the freedoms. He says, well, there's two ways to think about it. Do you have the freedom to say, I don't want to get the shot? He goes, that's a legitimate freedom. But he then goes on to say, do we have the freedom to be less vulnerable? Well, if we unpack that a little bit, the freedom to be less vulnerable. So he wants to have the freedom to know that everything is going to, when he goes out in the public, he's protected. I would ask him how less vulnerable he is in his free city that he lives in. How free is he there? Is he free to go to Compton? Is he worried about his freedom then? Is he free to go into a Hell's Angel biker bar? What exactly does he think he's going to get protected from? And then I loved how he ended it. Pro-freedom is stronger than anti-freedom. What the heck are you talking about? Did you hear what he said? If you go back and listen to the podcast, it's insane. But this guy's trying to balance one freedom or the other. My freedom to say, I'm not getting a shot. It's my body. I ain't getting it. Versus, well, I got to be protected against everything that's out there. And I need the government to do that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.